From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
This global dairy auction down a wee bit, were we expecting that?
It's a little disappointing. We would love to have seen prices holding up, but trees don't grow to the sky, Mike. Just remember that.
Okay.
So, yeah, a little pullback in the global dairy trade auction overnight, a 1.6% fall in the global dairy trade index. That does follow a 0.9% fall at the previous auction. And I guess that's the key, what we're asking the question now, you know, is the trend changing direction, but two data points don't make a trend, so we'll just think it's just normal volatility at the moment. Some of the froth has been taken out of what has been a very good trend higher in dairy product prices. To pick up on the key result here, whole milk powder, that's down 3.7%. I suppose that's the one we're really looking at. Skim milk powder also down, but not so much, 1.1%. Whole milk powder, that's really been on quite a strong uptrend since mid-2023, not without a number of pullbacks or also plateaus, and as I said, prices can't keep marching up forever. So stabilising at current levels is okay, but as I say, we'll probably pay more attention to this if we get three negative auctions in a row. Butter was unchanged, mozzarella up 2.3%, cheddar down 4.2%. With what's going on in the background, given global uncertainty, and not a surprising outcome. But look, Mike, if we sort of take a little step back, we know Fonterra's doing well. We got their earnings numbers last week. Farmgate milk price, I wouldn't thought, is under threat yet, but it does make we will be keenly watching the next couple of auctions.
We will indeed. What happened to China?
China. Yeah, so we'll look on the day. We'll get further details on the auctions as the day progresses. And a key player in those auctions, obviously, Asia, North Asia, China, and China demand. So we're keenly watching for any evidence from data out of US and China, for any evidence of sort of tariff-related weakness. On that note, yesterday we had the release of the Caixin China General Manager Purchasing Index, which is a private sector survey. So it's a sort of snapshot of operating conditions in China's manufacturing economy. It's taken a bit of a hit. Now, this is the first deterioration in 8 months, so manufacturing output has declined alongside a fall in new orders. None of this is kind of unexpected, Mike, but we were waiting to see it in the data. Export orders fell at a faster pace as well. So the index posted at 48.3 in May. That's down from 50.4 in April. So below 50, it's contracting. As I say, you have to go back to late last year before you actually got another number that was in contractionary territory. So you got second quarter manufacturing is starting to deteriorate. Fairly euphemistic statement in the press and the accompanying press release, which said uncertainty in the external trade environment has increased. Yeah, we kind of figured that, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Okay. Then we got these job openings. Now, am I right in reading it? So more openings, good. Ratio,
yep,
though, down a bit. In other words, the number of people with jobs, etc.
Yeah, so overall, though, these numbers are better than expected,
right?
Because and we've got the big data on Friday this week, which is the monthly non-farm payrolls data. And the expectation was that with all the trade stuff and with export and trade sort of falling, that you were going to start to see a fall in jobs and weakness in the labour market, but hasn't really got that. So this is called the JOLTS, Job Openings and Labour Turnover Survey. Bit of a mixed bag, but it's not falling out of bed. I mean, job openings surprised to the upside. You got just under 7.4 million. It was expected that would come in at 7.1, so it was a little bit better. But layoffs also lifted, 1.79 million versus 1.6 expected. But you're just not seeing the slump that you thought you were going to see. But I just want to make one comment, Mike. What I find really interesting this week is, you know, President Trump is tweeting away as he normally is, but I don't think the markets are reacting quite as much as they would have a few weeks ago. So, you know, you've got stuff going on in the background, but I wonder if we're starting to get a little bit desensitized.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting used to the sort of rhetoric, negotiate sort of cycle, which is a good thing, Mike, because we've got another 3.5 years of this.
Oh,
so I think it's a positive development.
Okay. Right. What are the numbers?
Markets are actually up in the US overnight. The Dow Jones is up just over 200 points, 0.5%, 42,515. The S&P 500 is up about 30 points, also about 0.5%, just under the 6,000 level, 5,966. And the NASDAQ is up 133 points, which is 0.69%, 19,375. The FTSE 100 gained small overnight, 0.15%, 8,787 the close there. The Nikkei was down 24 points, not much, 37,446. Shanghai Composite gained 0.43%, 3,361. The Aussies gained 0.63% yesterday. That's 52 points on the ASX 200, 8,466 the close there. We unfortunately lost 92 points on the NZX 50, which is 0.75%, 12,327. Kiwi dollar still holding up above 60 cents against the US, 0.6004, 0.9281 against the Aussie, 0.5276 euro, 0.4439 against the pound, 86.39 Japanese yen. Gold still up there, $3,352 US dollars, and Brent crude's just creeped up a bit, $65.91.
See you tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.